Graham Gold and a track called Peak Time. It's going to be out sometime in the new year. So if you're looking for something on New Year's Eve, as well as the big Radio 1 event, which we'll be doing live from Glasgow from the Merchant City area, some other stuff happening around the rest of the UK. Gatecrasher's got a top night on, as always, on New Year's Eve at the Republic in Sheffield. They've got Judge Jules, Seb Fontaine, Mark Moore, John Kelly, Sonic, Scott Bond and Matt Hardwick. Special collaboration between Gatecrasher, Back to Basics and Love to Be. At the Music Factory going on in Leeds with Todd Terry, Derek Carter, John Marsh, Mark Moore, Chris and James and Tom Wainwright at that one. And over at the studio in Wolverhampton on New Year's Eve, you can find Sabotage with Jeff Mills, Joey Beltram, Luke Slater, Justin Robinson and Doc Scott mashing it up there. Out to Justine Bloomer from Guildford, who's eaten too much food this Christmas and needs a fast-working slimming technique for New Year's Eve. Basically, the problem is she wants to wear the cheeky little number that her boyfriend bought her as a present, but she apparently can't fit into it after our overindulgence. Nightmare. Hi to Natalie and Big Steve in Mitcham tonight, and Daniel Rowland from Milton Keynes says he's glad that Christmas is over because he no longer has to pretend to like his relatives, and he's back off to his student halls of residence in Bethnal Green as soon as he can possibly get there. Oh, it's nice and festive. A miserable old sod, honestly. All right, Lockdown 187 coming up in the mix soon. BBE on Radio 1, playing that for Kevin Barlow and Jeremy Runs in Harlow. They want to know the names of the two gorgeous girls they met the other day at the Blue Note. They say, we know you told us, but we're too smashed to remember right now. That's good to know. Hi to Ben Shumley in Leicester. I'll say hi to all his mates and Joe and Brendan from Swindon. Lockdown 187 coming at you live on Radio 1 tonight in the mix in just a few minutes time. We'll be having a chat with them when they get here. Been remixing a lot of top records this year and I know they've got a busy year ahead of them in 98. And on the show tomorrow night, we're going to be here from 6pm as well with another edition of Dance Anthems. I'll have the Rhythm Masters on the show tomorrow night, cooking up a bit of a hot mix for us. This is Debbie Pender. We're getting ready for our Lockdown 187 session on Radio 1 and Julian's just made it into the studio. It's always a dangerous time to do a radio program after Christmas. Between Christmas and New Year, everyone's in a state, guaranteed, and there's been terrible colds going around. And, well, Lockdown 187 seriously flued up. Is that the vibe then, do you reckon, Julian?
Yeah, Danny's out cold, man. Too much turkey and too much, like, just like cane it, so he's like flued up at home.
Right.
Just in bed. You know?
He's taking the easy option.
Taking it easy, yeah.
He just sit there. With
well, that's what he says anyway. That's what he says. Yeah. Yeah, no, but he's like seriously ill, so get well, Daniel.
Yeah, lightweight. And so Julian's come in to do the business tonight, and you know, as well as doing the mix, we thought we'd have a little chit chat and catch up with you. I mean, it's been quite an important year for you guys, obviously, with the success of Gunman and you know, countless mixes as well. Whenever we get a top tune, and there's always a Lockdown 187 mix on. What do you think's been your favourite remix that you guys have had to do over the year then?
Oh, yeah, that's a difficult one. I mean, obviously, been so many. But, I mean, I think Barnes Stingley's got to stand out. I mean, working with them vocals was really, I mean, the inspiration was just, like, brilliant. I mean, you know, yeah, love that. Such also, Natural Born Chillers as well. I mean, because, I mean, you know, the way it started off was, like, hip-hop track, you know, hip-hop kind of jungle thing. And kind of turned it round to what it was really good for us as well, yeah, so, yeah.
Cool. Now, how do you deal with sort of doing the label side of things and then doing your, you know, own tracks and then doing remixes and all this work? Does that mean you don't actually sleep or...
We just live in the studio, basically, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, literally, I mean, we've got our beds in there, the TV, the whole lot, man. But it's difficult, I mean, because it's only the two of us. We haven't got a manager, and so we just, like, literally, it's like the phone's going all the time and everything. And it has been really difficult. I mean, we've been, like, so stressed out and the whole lot. But, I mean, we've managed it, and so we've come through really well.
Good for you. All right, well, it's New Year's Eve tomorrow, of course, the big night of the year for everyone. So where are you going to be? What are you going to be up to tomorrow night?
I'm getting pissed, Dave, mate. You know what I mean? I'm going for it, mate. Being a true South Londoner, I am. And I'm actually playing at Ministry, doing a little set there, warm-up thing from 10 to 12, yeah? So try and come down, if you like Bee Gees and ABBA and all that, yeah? So I'll be there in my afro and my flares and everything, yeah? So,
it's
going
to be full-on disco.
Absolutely, yes, indeed.
And that's cool. So you're going to fish at midnight and then you can get wasted for the rest of the night.
That's the whole trick, man, you know? And get paid for it as well, man.
That is brilliant, yeah.
Maybe get laid as well, yeah?
Well, hey, offers, please, on 0500. Give Radio 1 a call now.
Please.
This man wants to be taken care of on the Ministry on New Year's Eve. I'm sure anything could be wrong. You've brought in an exclusive play of a new track for us. What have you brought in?
It's our new single, Kung Fu, which should be out hopefully sometime in February, so yeah. Again, on the same kind of violent tip, because we're angry people, you know, just trying to get out there. But yeah, those kicks were fast as lightning. you like it, so.
Let's check it out. That's Kung Fu from Lockdown 187. You heard it first on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. Julian, thanks for coming in tonight, and you're going to go in.
Thank you, Dave.
And remember, this man's looking company on New Year's Eve. Check him out, the Ministry of Sound. Here come the tunes.
It's Louise, let's go round again. So it's Charlie Jordan again in for Chris Moyles. And if you have just woken up and you've just come to with the world, we're going to make sure you're really awake now. A little while ago, we were talking about predictions for the new year, New Year's Eve and all that, and for the next century. Some we came up with were that Arnold Schwarzenegger will run for president in America. Spice Girls won't split up. Hey! England will win the World Cup. West Brom will buy David James from Liverpool and go to the Premiership. That was me dreaming. Cliff Richard will release his first drum and bass album. Those were some we thought of. Then we handed the baton to you and said, go on, predict the future then, come on. And you did, thank you. First of all, the Beastie Boys will be back bigger than ever. Johnny Miller in Nottingham, we'll drink to that. Scotland will knock England out of the World Cup and lift the trophy. Colin McKinnon in Dumfries, you see, we knew you'd rise to the challenge if we put the tender out that England would win the World Cup, so thank you for that. Drum and bass will take over the charts, and Sash will release another two songs that sound exactly the same as the last three. Martin Edwards in Weymouth, obviously a big handbag fan. The Men in Black will disappear, and the aliens will come out of the closet. Robin Marconi on the Isle of Wight thinks. Leroy and Franklin in Birmingham both said that actually Jamaica's going to win the World Cup, and when they do, there'll be one hell of a party round at our house. But finally, and this is the best prediction of all, George in Brighton, thank you for this. But listen, you've got to concentrate to this. Follow me, all right? There have been 9 World Cups since England won in 1966, okay? And if you examine them, the middle one of the 9 in 1982 was won by Italy. Now, we're looking at this symmetrically. Imagine you've got a mirror running from 1982 and you're reflecting either side. The two around that one, 78 and 86, they were both won by Argentina. We go out one more time, and the two around those, 1990 and 1974, were both won by Germany. The two either side of those, 1970 and 94, were won by Brazil. The good news is that just leaves 1996 and 1998. England, of course, won way back in 1966. So mathematically, that means that 1998, England stand to win again. Maths are on our side, so who needs the age of Aquarius? George and Brighton, thank you for that. Bit complicated. It made us wake up and concentrate. But hey, if that means we might be winning this year. Oh, I feel dizzy now, do you? Me then, right? If England won in 1966, it means that statistically and symmetrically, you know, to make it all neat, and then we also win in 1998. You did follow what I'm not blooming seeing it again, honestly.
Radio 1. A year in a day.
Tony Blair is to be Prime Minister.
Anti-roads protesters.
Guilty of murder in the second degree.
Northern Ireland,
People's Princess,
Political Settlement,
Louise Woodward,
A Year
in a Day.
The Union Jack has been lowered, so too the British flag of Hong Kong.
If you do not remove yourselves immediately, you will be liable to arrest.
And is that it? The final whistle has gone!
A Year in a Day. From 10 this morning.
Radio 1.
Charlie Jordan phones her mum every day.
Of 1997, actually, Gwen from No Doubt with Don't Speak. Before it, Danny and All I Wanna Do. A blonde from 97, but we think Gwen just gets ahead of it, I'm afraid. Looking at today's headlines, the last ones of 1997. The Independent says, Arise, Sir Elton, the Queen's Knight. Yes, very clever. Well done, Independent. Elton does get a knighthood. The Times, The Express and The Mirror all ran with the New Year's honours list as well. The Sun has been gagged. There's not much on their front page. But it does say that it's going to be out as normal tomorrow. As normal as it ever is. And The Guardian is no longer asking whether men are losing out to women. Today, the big feature is on the return of Quentin Tarantino. But we'll delight you with the ending one from the Daily Star. It runs with the fact that Baby Spice's bum now bears the tattoos of her name, Baby Spice. A word on each cheek. Well, it doesn't say how large the tattooed letters are.
Well, if you don't like that one, try this one.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
It's the Seahorses before it, you heard the Verve and Lucky Man. More live dates for them in the next few weeks. Glasgow on the 10th and London 15th and 16th. Things wrap up for the Verve. And that's in January, which is only a few weeks away now. Well, actually, it's only 24 hours away. It's 6:30 right now. We have on the way our competition, Three of a Kind, a rock and roll trinity. Your chance to find out what the connection between three fantastic songs are. And the Charlatans are next.
97 to 99 FM.
Elton John's been given a knighthood in the New Year's honours. He's one of nearly 1,000 people recognised in Tony Blair's first honours list, as well as the former Radio 1 DJ Alan Freeman and Petula Clark. Here's Val Jones.
Goodbye, England's Rose. May you ever...
With his rewritten song Candle in the Wind for the funeral of the Princess of Wales, he captured the mood of many in the country. Now, after 20 years in the rock music industry, Elton John becomes Sir Elton, a recognition of his musical talent and his work for charity. The long-suffering wife in TV's One Foot in the Grave, Annette Crosby, gets an OBE. In the world of sport, there's a knighthood for veteran footballer Tom Finney of Preston North End, who won 76 England caps. And current Chelsea star Mark Hughes is made an MBE.
The partner of a mother of four from Nottingham who disappeared just before Christmas has been arrested. Lisa Blunt hasn't been seen since she apparently went out to buy presents. Police in Blackpool have found a headless, dismembered body in a bin outside a hotel. A murder hunt has been launched. The Sun's urging the cabinet minister, whose son is at the centre of drug allegations, to break his silence. But a source close to the minister says he can't override his son's legal right to be anonymous. And beer goes up by one pence at midnight. The Chancellor announced the increase in his July budget, but decided to wait until 98 for the hike to hit home. Radio 1 Newsbeats, I'm Max Flint.
Radio 1.
it's Radio 1. Good morning, New Year's Eve, 25 to 7 right now. Charlie Jordan, in for Chris Miles, early breakfast business. And we get your brain cells to function now with three of a kind. Just really an excuse for me to play you three banging songs that I love to bits, and I won't talk in between them, I promise. All you've got to do is listen carefully to them and figure out that there is actually a connection between them. Like a rock and roll trinity, really. Three separate songs, put them all together, and there is a one-word answer we are looking for. Get it right this morning, and you can bag yourself an album of rap tunes, including Coolio, Cypress Hill, and Snoop Doggy Dogg, and the Supergrasses in it for the money. It just leaves me to say, here is the first of the three gorgeous, godlike songs. But I can't tell you what it is, because that would be a clue, but I think you'll know. Here it is.
Inch taller than Mike Tyson.
You ready, mate?
Party people, in the place to be. It's about that time
for us to
Yeah, what you know about going out? Head west, red legs, TVs, all up in the headrest. Try and live it up, ride to a bigger truck.
Mason Bether.
I think you're a little upset.
That's right. What are you going to do about it?
Radio 1.
Banging tunes then, up there with The Godfather in terms of legendary films and legendary songs. Three of a kind of rock and roll trinity, but what's the connection? I can't name the songs, that would help you, but that was song three before you heard song two, and before that, well, another great song, frankly. 0500 110 100 if your brain's functioning and you're a smart ass and you think you know the connection. Three songs, put them all together, there is just a simple connection. 0500 110 100 Supergrass's album. And the rap compilation album could be yours. Supergrass are next.
The Essential Mix on Radio 1 features the world's greatest dance DJs and producers right here every weekend.
Tonight, the New Year's Eve Essential Mix Extravaganza links live for the first time in Radio 1's history, London, Manchester and New York, with DJs Pete Tong, Todd Terry and Eddie Baez. So be sure to be part of this historic world first, live and exclusive to Radio 1. The Essential Mix. Tonight between 12:30 and 6 a.m.
Last night, you were there.